Continue on around the lake with the shore on your right. When you round the point with Greenfield Lake Amphitheater, head in the direction of the wooden bridge visible across the lake. About halfway across the lake, look for stop number 6 marked on a fallen tree, likely on your right. Slow down and keep quiet as you approach stop number 6, and you might be able to get close to some wildlife. As much as the mighty cypress trees provide habitat for wildlife by simply growing in the swamp, they may provide even more when they fall. Occasionally, a strong hurricane wind will topple even a well-rooted cypress tree. Since the cypress is naturally resistant to rot and disease, it can take a long, long time for the cypress to rot away. Indeed, sunken cypress logs today are regularly recovered from the bottom of the Cape Fear River and milled into high-dollar flooring and picture frames, hundreds of years after they sank. They're that tough. This fallen cypress is an example of a tree still providing important habitat in the lake. The trunk provides a welcome horizontal surface for the lake's cold-blooded reptiles, like alligators and turtles, to bask in the sun. Fish gather in the shady water provided by the horizontal trunk. The exposed roots provide ideal nesting spots for birds such as the green heron. The muck and mud brought up from the lake bottom with the roots provide fertile ground for shrub plants in the middle of the lake. And look closer at the fallen tree. Are you sure it's dead? While some of its roots are in the air, others are still in the water and buried in the lake bottom. The tree can still get nutrients. Don't be surprised to see evidence of continued growth in this fallen tree. If there is any sunshine at all when you visit Greenfield Lake, you're likely to see an array of turtles sunning themselves on any and all fallen logs in the lake. These turtles are called yellow-bellied sliders. Watch them slide into the water as you approach, and see if you can tell how they got that name.